crash on I-55 northbound south of the Market Street exit, and witnesses report that vehicles blocking both lanes of traffic, or two lanes of traffic.
Right.
There may be more than one lane. There's
more
than
three
two
there.
Yeah. All right, so expect delays there. Do you have it, Dean Plumeter? Do you know where that would be?
Yeah, that means I'll be delayed getting to Cracker Barrel for breakfast.
Oh,
yep, exactly.
Oh, boy. For the peanut butter pie?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Talk about the 30 points.
Yeah. Well, Schooners, Eric read the Schooners commercial, and I said, I went to Schooners last night and wolfed down 30 points. And I only had like 21 to spare, so I had to dip into my extra points.
I'm starting to use my Lose It app again. Since the first of the year, it was like, yeah, I'm
too big.
What's
the Lose It app?
You track all your food, and it hooks up to Apple Health app and my Apple Watch. And it's
Mr. Gadget. Look at him.
It's tracking my my energy consumption and my energy input and output, and I'm very excited. I'm down 13
points? Pounds?
Pounds.
To points.
13
wow.
pounds.
Good for you since when?
First of the year.
Wow.
So
it's right there with me.
So I'm trying to get on it here.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin? Kevin's depressed. I don't think you're counting all your points.
I guess I'm not. I'm down about five or six.
You can't cheat.
No,
can't cheat,
I know. You're right.
He doesn't have as much to lose as we do, though, either. So.
Well, no, he's like half the man that I
kidding.
Am.
You know, when I told him, when I told my wife that, you know, Kevin and I and his girlfriend, is a fiancé.
Ooh.
Kindier, and Lori was like, what are they losing weight for? Kendi's like a zero dress size.
I've seen pictures. I would agree. Yeah.
All right. Kevin, what size dress do you wear? And don't act like you don't.
It's bigger than zero. Right. That's why I need to lose weight.
Hey, before we get into your talking points, can I ask you this? Have you experienced this? You have an iPhone, right?
Yeah, the Amazon pop-up thing.
Yeah,
that's so
you heard us talking about
annoying.
That.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's not on every website, but yesterday it happened to be on LS's website.
It's a total sales thing. It's a pop-up ad.
Yeah.
So this is the nuclear arms race in the marketing business, right?
I have a feeling this is not Amazon.
No, of course it's not.
No.
No, this is that fake marketing thing. They want to suck in all your information.
It's the Russians.
And it could be. It could be the North Koreans. It could be the Chinese. Who knows?
Could be the 300 guy in his grandmother's basement.
It could be Bob in his basement trying to put stuff on the dark web. Who knows?
But you can't get rid of it, can you?
No.
There's nothing you can do.
That's one of my favorite most annoying ads.
All right.
Because the Amazon thing pops up. And it's not Amazon, folks.
It's not Amazon.
It's not Amazon.
But can I say this? And I mean this with all my heart. All my heart. We find who's responsible for this and execute them on the internet.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Oh,
but I would.
Then you've not dealt with these people. Because anyone who's had to deal with this, I wanted to listen to a little podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
And couldn't because it would not allow me.
What I've been very lucky doing is when that comes up, I just exit the website and I go back in. And I've been very lucky that the second, maybe the third time in, I'm clean.
I'm going to go to that website right now and see if it's still doing it because it forced me to go. I had to go.
But the
Kevin, I had
thing,
to walk all the way upstairs and get on my computer.
I was going to say,
it doesn't seem to do it on the computer.
So it isn't the owner of the website that's allowing that to pop up?
No, because it's Cumulus's website.
Right.
Yeah, so it's an ad stream that's coming across. This may actually be a hack on the website that is injecting. It would be a clean hack. It's just an annoyance, right?
Oh, okay.
Right? But there's still, it's injected as advertising, pop-up ads, essentially, okay. Right? Very target marketed to mobile users.
So what you're saying is there's, well, you said you can
close
the website out and bring it back. I couldn't do it yesterday. I tried several times.
And I'm not blissfully unaware. I am completely unaware how to actually keep that from happening. I have no idea.
All right.
But again, it's the nuclear arms race of malware and advertising. And so Google, what was it, last week? Google announced that their Chrome browser, they were going to start blocking ads, especially the ones where the autoplay videos.
Oh, yeah.
And the funny thing is, they're paying for a bunch of those. That's, some of that is their own advertising.
So they're going to block themselves?
They're essentially going to block themselves.
Oh, I thought maybe there was going to be like politicians and robocalls. You know, the outlaw robocalls, except for politicians.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just went to the website and
you're good.
They must have. I could get to what I needed.
It was nice that you were saying something about that. They probably heard you.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? I I'm tight with Mary Berner, the CEO of Cumulus. She called me the other day.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's good that you have that power.
Yep.
All right. And Alexa, you know, you can be heard everywhere, even when the ice is all over the internet.
Yeah.
Worldwide. Right,
Kevin,
here,
and
folks.
I said yesterday when we were off the air, we were only streaming a couple of days ago for up until the last hour of the show.
Wow.
And we were like, oh, man, if the streaming would have gone down, we could have gone home, went back to bed.
No, you would have had to been here waiting for things to come back up. Because, you know, that's what we do, right?
Yeah.
It's like if the network goes down at ISU, I can't go home. I got to stay and wait because, you know, it'll come back. Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be there.
Talk to me. What are we talking about today? So we're almost out of time already.
So, talking about an arms race, apparently Sam's Club thinks that they want to get in on some of this Prime business.
Amazon
that,
Prime?
Amazon, yep. They are now giving Sam's Club Plus members free shipping. Free shipping on stuff that you buy on the samsclub.com site.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that it's free two-day shipping or anything, but it's still free shipping on whatever you buy as a Plus member.
Is everything in their store available to purchase that way or just select items?
So I have I don't know if the grocery side is available, but I know the non-grocery side, pretty much everything is that I've ever wanted has been both in-store and online.
That was just the other day I was thinking, boy, I could use three giant bottles of ketchup. But I don't want to go all the way out there.
Well,
I could just
that's
have it
not
delivered.
A spoilable thing. Yeah, you can have it delivered. Yeah, of course you can.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, UPS and FedEx knows where you live. So last time we were talking about that giant monitor that I was using in place of my my other little monitors, right? This is working out so much better than I thought it would. I am just so excited about it. Been doing a lot, our show notes that I've put together here, and I do all of the prep work for it. So I've got all these different, I've got my OneNote up to take notes. I've got all these different sites up to
It looks
do
like
research
NORAD. And, looks like the walls at NORAD.
Not really, because I've only got one screen, and they've got like a gazillion. You know, it's like a wall of videos at NORAD, but... I've just got the one, and I got the one little one sitting next to it that I use for my Raspberry Pi sort of research and stuff. That was in the picture. That was for scale, right? The one on the left side is a regular monitor. It's a normal one, and the other one's a 43-inch TV monitor. So still kind of excited about it.
So, yeah, you would recommend everyone get a 43-inch monitor for their computer at home.
You need to do the research from ratings.com without the A. And make sure that the chroma value is correct. It's chroma 444. That's the secret sauce to make it work very well as a computer monitor.
All right. And you can have the TV up on it along with computer stuff?
No, it's one or the other.
It's got both
multiple inputs, but it's only one at a time. No, you can't.
So you can't read mail and watch a ball game at the same time?
No, because this was a $300 43-inch screen, right? It doesn't have picture-in-picture capabilities. Oh.
How big is the screen? What's the monitor?
That's
you
a 24
have?
That Kevin's.
Kevin's
on right
got a
now.
24. It's huge. Do you have to stand back to look at it?
Yeah. No, it is huge.
And your touchscreen, there that you do all of the funny sounds with. That's a 20-inch touchscreen by Elo. Yeah. Yes, that one. Ding. Most of your others are like 22s.
Yeah, we're surrounded by monitors. I think we have more monitors in here than you have in your office.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
you do. You talk about NORAD. Oh my goodness. So Apple's got an event coming up, you know, always get to talk about Apple something. March is always a spring announcement event. They do three during the year, right? March, and then June is their developers conference where they always get a preview of what's coming in the fall. Right. And then there's a September thing. So March doesn't look like at this point it's going to be terribly exciting. We're hoping to see new iPads. They haven't revved the iPads in a while.
Yeah.
So, but they're also not selling like gangbusters like they used to be. They're just not compelling like they were, you know, even 2 years ago.
Well, you know what Apple needs to do is they need that planned obsolescence. And it's well, the next update, kill the batteries in the old iPads. People will go out and buy new ones.
Oh, yeah, that's so sad. Hey, have you heard about that Indian character that can be sent to an iPhone that kills the phone,
yeah,
kills the message app?
No.
And it actually doesn't work. It's a very beautiful-looking character. Lots of lines
and
swirls.
Now, when you say Indian, or do you...
East Indian, the country.
Okay.
The country.
This is coming from India.
No. It's anybody who can put that character in a text message and send it to you will kill your message app. It's not like the old one that would just make it grumpy. It actually kills the message app. That's been fixed. iOS 11.2.6 just became available yesterday.
Okay.
So it fixes that.
So I should download it.
So remember the arms race here. Here's your protection for that specific bug.
How long has that been around?
That has been around since 11.2.2 or so.
So this would only come in
4 or 5 months?
This would only come in on my instant messenger?
Yes, the messages. It would, yeah.
Whether texts?
Text would come as well. So green or blue texts. You know, when you're an iPhone user, blue is iPhone to iPhone. That's the iMessage.
Right.
If you're an iPhone user and you get a green message, that's from a non-iPhone user, straight SMS text.
Kevin, your texts are green when you send me texts.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So it's an Apple thing.
All
right,
so
blue,
I'll just do the update, and that'll take care of that.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it. All right.
Yeah, and so... And that works on all the iOS devices. So get your iPads updated, get your phones updated. And I've got a few friends who refuse to update. This is one of those you need to do.
Well, on my iPad, the one you sold me 15 years ago now, won't take the updates anymore.
Yeah, it probably pooped out at 8 point something,
yeah, probably,
right?
Yeah, back in the 80s.
Yeah, I think I've got an iPhone 5 for sale on eBay, and it's updated to 8.4 or something, and that's all it'll take.
An iPhone 5, and what are you asking for?
$70.
$70. I think Stock still has an iPhone 5. It looks like he got it in a Happy Meal.
It does.
You know,
no,
I don't
want to
sound
it.
Cocky, but my phone is, what is it, what do I have?
You've got a 6.
I've got a 6.
A regular 6.
And compared to Eric's, yeah, I saw him down there squinting, looking at his little phone. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, and here's Eric.
But that's what I had before.
Teeny tiny phone.
It's an Edge, which looks like a 6, but it's a newer version of it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That was the new hardware that's got the 5S.
Isn't that cute? Look at that. That's a cute little phone.
Oh, it's so cute. I'm afraid to touch it, Eric. Take it back.
Hey, we have the same cover, though.
Oh, but here, Eric, you can look at the... This is the other thing I wanted to talk about, was this giant metal case.
How much does it weigh?
It's about 5 pounds.
Yeah, you gotta lift with your knees, not your back.
Yeah. So
you're gonna pull something.
So I'm gonna start using this particular phone for some sporting sort of things, summer sports things, and I wanted to wrap it in some nearly indestructible envelope of some sort, right? So I started shopping cheap cases on eBay. And this is an aluminum case that you screw. It's actually got screws. You can't just snap it on and off. There's 6 screws that hold the front and the back together. And it is completely lined with about 1/4 to 3/8 of an inch of rubber silicone. It's even a watertight case. And the thing I...
Watertight? Let me see that thing.
Yeah. So the phone is watertight as well, right? It's an IP67
to how
rating?
What depth? Like at the bottom of the bathtub? Or the bottom of the sink?
Yeah, for 30 minutes. Yeah, it's 3 feet for 30 minutes. But still, I mean, it makes it very rain resistant and very splash resistant.
Have you weighed this? Seriously?
Yeah, I haven't. I know it's a good 2 pounds. It's a good 2 pounds, but that's it's a sturdy feeling something, isn't
sure.
it?
I want you to put that in your pocket and then go through
no
security.
No wonder you've lost
airport.
So much weight. Simply walking around with that in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's not my pocket phone. But $20. $20 on eBay.
Who makes that?
It's Chinesium, Hong Kongium. Right. I don't know what it is. It was free shipping. It was like $20.
Allow 8 weeks for delivery?
It was about three.
Yeah.
Coming with the Mandarin Chinese on the postage label. So I've been messing with eBay getting a number of things like this, and I have not been disappointed. I have no idea if there's lead in the paint and all of that other.
Yeah, well, just don't chew on it.
I promise. I promise I won't chew on it. Yeah.
It's a nervous habit some people have, chewing on their iPhone.
Like the pens that I heard about a week or so ago. So last week we also talked about the HomePod, the speaker from Apple. So apparently Consumer Reports, which I don't know that I can say that out loud publicly, but Consumer Reports rated all of these home speakers, and they said as good as the HomePod has been, folks are saying, the Google Home Max, which is the larger Google speaker, and the Sonos speaker are both better. Not only do they have better software support, but they don't leave a ring on your wooden table. And they sound better.
Those are leaving rings on the table. What's causing that?
It's a silicone ring to keep the device from moving around.
Right.
It's the sticky part, right?
Uh-huh.
The little feet. But apparently, the silicone they're using is eating the preparation that's on top of wood tables,
like a nice piece of furniture.
Yeah, it would leave a ring on it,
oh.
And it's not like a water ring. This is like a chemical ring. So, and they're suggesting that you re-oil the table. So essentially, Apple's answer is
you refinish it. Okay, well, that's good. And how much are these compared to an Alexa? I said Alexa.
The HomePod's $350 per copy. Yeah. Alexa is about half that, the nice tower speaker. The Google Home Max is a little over half that, and the Sonos is around $250, I think. So they're all less than this. At the moment, I'm not seeing why HomePod's a good thing.
Me either. Price prohibitive.
So two last quick things. I think we might have barely time for something. If you're an Android user and you've been dying to see the next Samsung phone, it's being announced on either Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. The worldwide cellular conference is going on in Barcelona, Spain next week, and Samsung's going to do a worldwide announcement of the S9 and the S9 Plus. Got no idea what the pricing is yet, but it's going to look about like the current S8.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a big Android user, this is actually going to be a hot rod phone with all the new tech inside, the hardware. Software side, Samsung's coming out with their version of an emojis, just like Apple did. So it's going to have face detection, and it will follow along with what you're saying. And
I can't get excited about that.
The an emojis? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know whether that's just me being the age I am.
You know, it's a whole lot of fun for about 12 minutes,
and that's
about it.
Kevin, have you ever used an emoji in a text?
Yes.
The middle finger?
No.
Or the thumb. I usually do
a thumbs up.
Right?
That's short for okay.
Or a gotcha. Smiley face.
Yeah.
But this is an animated one. I've actually done a few of them, and they're a lot of fun. I can talk. My voice comes across, and the head, it's a talking head. It looks like it's talking.
So you send that to me, and I will see that?
Yeah.
All right, you do that.
I'll do that
for
you.
I want to have some fun. I'm excited about that. Okay.
So here's the other useless sort of thing that I thought was kind of cool. It's a harbinger of tech to come. Levi's has come out with a Bluetooth connected denim jacket for $350.
Okay.
Now the cool thing about it is on the left sleeve, you can touch it, and the Bluetooth connection to your phone lets you change tracks, let you do different things like that. So there's fiber that's being woven into the denim that is touch sensitive.
How do you clean it?
They suggest that you don't do it more than 100 times. they've actually tested it.
You can throw it in the washer?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Now, there's a little electronic button that is attached to the cuff that they suggest you take off. That's the actual electronics part, and it's just a snap-on sort of thing. So you snap that off, you throw the rest of it in the laundry.
Okay, we're so far behind, but it's big. I just want to let you know we're late because stock came in and interrupted the show.
Thanks, Eric.
You what really? So this is saving me what? Now because I have the jacket and the Bluetooth capabilities to tap my wrist on the jacket. It eliminates me doing what?
So the urban bicyclists that are using bikes for their mode of transportation. Mm-hmm. You really want to keep both hands on the wheel in city traffic on your handlebar.
Right.
That's what this is trying to do, is give you a quick alternative to touching something else. Just, it's a giant target, so you don't have to find a button.
All right.
You just hit your forearm.
Well, I imagine it would help while driving an automobile, too.
I would think
so. Keep hands on the wheel.
So I only bring it up because it looks like it's a neat harbinger of things to come.
All right. We are way out of time.
Well,
out of time 5 minutes ago.
Well, thanks for sticking around.